of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, boys. Happy Thursday, gentlemen. Happy Thursday. How you feeling?
Thursday, feeling wicked.
Great day.
Are you feeling recovered?
Feeling wicked, wicked cool, bro.
Are you feeling recovered? Oh, the little recovery was in order from our Sunday, Monday situation this week?
As soon as I got out of the car.
The car? Jeffy, something sounds weird with your voice. What happened?
Listen. I had the best time with Nick Callius at the hotel.
Nick Callius, that's right. We love Nicky. Nicky, one of our favorite
true gentlemen,
good brothers. Shout out to him and the Colonnade Hotel. Colonnade? Colonnade. 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 I went fishing. I called it Colonnade.
Yeah, he hates every time you guys say it wrong.
He hates everything we say, but that's
okay. Like, fucking
beautiful view.
Get a better name. View.
Beautiful view. Rooftop view is beautiful.
It sounds like something you get when you're constipated. Jeffy, can you go to CVS and get me some Colonnade?
Yeah, I take some Colonnade only when I'm pivoted.
Get in your car. Give me some wicked Colonnade.
Get some wicked. Get have a wicked good time in Dorchester.
You got to go to Peabody.
Get a little,
What a fucking letdown that was.
Get some chowder. Well, because there's no foods. I was like, Nick, what's a good food from Boston? Like, what do people come to Boston to eat? And he was like, chowder.
Yeah. Like, that's it.
I was like, that's kind of gross. I don't know if I want chowder right now.
Well, we spent a couple of days in Boston doing the event we had planned and spoke here about with Sam Adams, where we raised some money for... the World Central Kitchen. Good brother Jamie McDonald came up. And by the way, we got to get him on the podcast. He said he's in. We just got to get in touch with him.
We got to get in touch with him. Absolutely.
Dude, what a great time. Dan, what about you? What's your thoughts on it? You were there.
Oh, it was some fantastic time. I thought it was really good. It was a lot of just being in the room with all those chefs and really getting the energy of that feeling is something that, you know, goes, I think, underestimated for people that don't realize like what's going on and the masterminding of the whole thing. And then when it all comes together and seeing all the people out there happy and excited about what we were doing and enjoying all the food, it was a great experience.
Dude, I want to say it now. I'm going to say it purposefully and say it meaningfully and say it so everyone else can agree with me. Chef Adam Young is a fucking G.
Yeah.
Yo.
I never had any doubts. I told you guys since I came back from Mohegan Sun this year, when we were at the Sunline Food Festival, after I had his fucking creme brulee, when he made 800 of them, by the way, perfect, each one, I was like, I have to try this guy's fucking food. And tell you what, he's amazing. And bro, he just proved again and again. First and last course, we could have left.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, and again, another chef who's married a dime. I don't know how we do this, but that's what happened.
Exactly what happens.
But his food was amazing. Robert Siska's dish was delicious. Shout out to him and all of his 19 restaurants. Of course, we talked about Nick Callius and the Colonnade Hotel hooking us up. Our friend Michelle Ragusa's coming down. Her lasagna was delicious.
Absolutely. I'm working with her tomorrow. She's working with me all weekend. I'm excited.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. Nice. So some really, really great chefs. Jeffy, your dish was really tasty.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people seem to really be into it.
But it was delicious.
Made me feel good. Hey, listen, if it weren't for Dan, I would never be able to do it.
Dan came up to help everybody. Somehow that translates to Dan is Jeffy's partner.
I helped a lot of people. I shared a room. I was having a great time. I was helping everybody. I was in everybody's dish. I helped with that focaccia a little bit. I helped with Michelle's dish.
Yeah.
Definitely had Nick on me when I was trying to reheat his food. He was all about making sure everything was perfect. No problem, Nick. Got it, man.
Hey, these are your friends. Who do you think can run an oven? Be honest. We're like, I guess Dan. I don't know. Dave has that one bad eye, so I'm going to go with Dan. I mean, they could both run the oven, but if I have to choose the non-handicapped one, I guess it's the one I'm going to go with.
The non-handicapped one. God, you're a great friend.
I'm just teasing. He knows I love him to death, man. It was great. We got to see Dave, too. Dave was awesome. Great. We went up there early on Saturday, and we went to Buttermilk and Bourbon. Shout out Jason Santos. His food is amazing. The biscuits are the fucking truth.
Wow.
And Dave hooked us up. We ate way too much food. We weren't even that hungry. We ended up going in there. Of course, my man got a flight. Dan doing big things everywhere we go.
Whiskey.
Dan.
Dan goes into a bar at 1 a.m. before they're about to close. He goes, yo, can I get a flight?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it all in one shot. Or I could be a dick and order four drinks one at a time. Nope, I got them all at once. Come on, I know how it works.
Man, I liked it.
I ordered a yard.
I ordered 17 of those yards, yeah.
Well,
the flight of whiskey was a strong move, though. I'll tell you what.
Hey, also, we got to throw a big shout out to our friend Leah Speed from Sam Adams. She was a G. She was a big help.
Queen of the Boston Beer Company. Yeah. The queen of the Boston Beer Company. She's the best.
She was amazing. Did a great job helping us out there and making that happen. And also, her boss, Michael, weird cat, got really comfortable in your room, but good dude. Thankful to him, too, for helping make shit happen.
Oh, I liked it. I liked him a lot. I was enjoying his company.
Yeah, and
it made him leave.
Dan didn't like it. Yeah, Dan was not happy.
Dan made it weird.
It's got yo, it's 1:30 in the morning, man. I gotta go to bed. I'm a grown ass man, I get tired. You know, y'all motherfuckers wanna party all night. I can't roll like that. I just how I am, you know. I don't get my beauty sleep. I get up, I'm real crazy. never know what would happen.
Hey, I gotta tell you, the whole event was fantastic. Everything went great. I look forward to work with him in the future. But I'll tell you what, I know you guys didn't think the tap room was like, I thought that room was cool as shit. I know you guys weren't feeling it as much as I was. I thought it was really cool.
The building itself was dope as shit. Like the whole aesthetic, the big, where they had the beer everywhere. Oh my God, what the hell was
that called? Yeah.
Like the cast.
Where they were brewing the beer?
The fermenters.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
The barrels that you can see inside where they're, I don't think they brew any beer though there, right?
I think they do.
I think all. You think they do?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, they have a female brewer in the building.
I hope so. Yeah, if they brew beer there, it makes it better. Yeah, that's the only thing I was wondering, if they actually brew beer there. I meant to ask.
Yeah.
But it was really nice downtown there.
Yeah.
It's brand new. Everything was brand new. It was lovely. I loved it. The 84 room up front was really nice for private parties. We used it for dessert. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was dope. So big shout out to them. Also, I want to just let everybody know that because of our dinner and introducing Sam Adams to World Central Kitchen, not only did we raise several thousands of dollars, I think about $8,000 for our event on a Monday night, Sam Adams also donated $50,000 to World Central Kitchen, and they're brewing a beer, a Ukrainian beer, with all that proceeds from that are going to go to World Central Kitchen. So shout out to them for doing that. I mean, that really made me feel good about that, because, I mean, that happened because of us.
That's awesome. Woo! Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's dope as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Just take that and, you know, think about it. Roll around your head a little bit, you know, as you're going to bed tonight. Just think about that. That's what we did.
Big fans.
I got shit rolling all around in my head right now, man.
Kids from another country are going to have Oreo cookies for the first time because of us.
All the things. It's true. Mothers and fathers will be together. Kids are going to love their sisters.
That's right.
Everything's fantastic, just like Virginia. It's a Virginia Christmas.
What the fuck's Virginia got? All right, look. On a lighter note, before that happened, there's a wonderful event that's thrown by our friends over at Mohegan Sun, who we love dearly. Shout out to Lindsay for coming to the dinner. They had an event called Whiskey Union, and Dan and I got to go hang out at the event together. Had just a fucking great time, didn't we, Dan?
It was fantastic. It was really awesome time. A lot of fun, a lot of different whiskeys. It was interesting people.
It was great. Aside from even the Whiskey Union part, we went and finally checked out. We checked out that new FanDuel Sportsbook and had a great time watching boxing, didn't we?
The Sportsbook is fucking insane. I was talking about it for days after, telling people like watching fights, like just watching a match in that room. It was incredible. It was better than being there because you got this huge screen.
Yeah, how big are those screens? There were three big screens right there. I mean, there's tons of screens and lots of them all together and big ones. But there's three kind of focal point screens in the middle. I was trying to tell my wife, I mean, they got to be 20 feet wide, right?
At least 20 feet. We're talking feet. They were massive.
Huge. And you sat down in these chairs and watched a fight. It was great. But Whiskey Union was awesome. A lot of people in there. It was a sold-out event, it looked like, but of course, Mohegan takes care of us. Dan and I went, and Jeffy, we took some microphones, and we had a pretty good time there. We were hoping to play some of that audio guys for you guys tonight and talk a little bourbon. Is that cool? I'm in.
I think it's awesome. I'm super jealous. It sounded like such a good time. I was so sad I wasn't able to hang out with you guys there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We missed you, Jeff.
We did miss you, Jeffy. So we'll play a little audio from Dan and I's trip to Whiskey Union at Mohegan Sun. You listen to Plum Love Foods Live. Here we go. Mohegan Sun, Whiskey Union. Dan, we're sitting out here in front of Ballroom B, about to go into this place. First of all, I got to say, it's packed.
It is packed to the gills. I am pleasantly surprised and ever so happy to see all these people having a good time.
You know, what's crazy about it was I wasn't sure what to expect because, you know, we've done food festivals here. We've done other types of fun events. But I've never done, like, an event where it's just a spirit. And I wasn't expecting all these people. But, man, it is packed. And, I mean, there's a band in there. They're rocking.
Yeah, you can't hear it, but when you go inside, it is rocking.
I'm pretty sure they can hear it.
Yo, it is insane. It is wild. It's a lot of people in there having a good time. Everybody's drinking, you know? What else can you ask for?
I mean, that's all you can ask for. I mean, so we're going to go in here. Obviously, we'll taste a little bourbon ourselves. What are you looking for? Like, when you think, like, what's a good bourbon? Are you a rye guy? Are you a scotch? Are you a bourbon? A whiskey? I mean,
scotch.
These are all different things. Scotch.
Scotch.
And you like it straight up?
Scotch. I like to try it straight up. If it's the first time trying it, I have a ceremonious way that I do it.
Oh.
I take the scotch, I get it straight, neat, with ice on the side, and a lemon. So I'll try it neat, drink it, then I'll add a little bit of ice to it. And then on my last taste, I put a little bit of lemon. The acid in it changes the flavor ever so much. And just in case I hate it, I save it for the last time on whether I'm going to do it or not. But it's a little trick I learned from some
Scottish
guys.
So how are you going to taste the stuff in here if they don't have no lemons and stuff for you?
Oh, no, I'm going to taste it for what it is. That's like if I go to a nice bar and I'm sitting down having a good time and I'm looking for something to try for new for the first time. I like to try it in different ways because I found there's a lot of different ways to drink bourbon, scotch, especially scotch, that changes the way
it
tastes.
Okay. Well, big shout out to our friend Lindsay for hooking it up for us to be able to come out here and do some recording and hang out. We'll figure out how we're going to do the recording, and that band is loud, but we'll figure that out. Hopefully we can get in there and get some audio bites for some great purveyors. I'd love to hear and learn about bourbons. But interestingly enough, Dan, we get here, and we walk into the entryway before you get into the ballroom, and there's a guy with Heinekens. I'm a little confused. I thought this was a whiskey festival.
Yo, my dude is handing out Heinekens to anybody that's willing to listen. So he's doing his thing. He's out here. He's having a good time. He got the quiet room.
I feel like we should go talk to him about Heineken to see what he says.
Hey, let's do it. I mean, he's the only one that can hear us right now, so we might as well.
I'm in. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go check it out.
So we walked in the door. There's a guy with Heinekens right off the bat. And we, listen, I'll drink a Heineken. I ain't ashamed. I'm in. I don't mind a little Heineken every now and then. But what we didn't know... was Heineken's, but it was Heineken's like zero alcohol, Jeffy.
No alcohol needed.
Zero alcohol.
What happened? You fall asleep?
You guys probably loved it.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. So we wade our way over to talk to Jose from Heineken, who was definitely a little nervous to talk to us, but we got him on there to talk with us. Here's Jose from Heineken.
Jose Heineken,
That's all good. Well, Jose, look, so you're with Heineken, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Heineken.
Definitely with Heineken.
Presenting the Heineken Zero, alcohol-free, 69 calories, very good for a taste.
This is alcohol-free Heineken.
That is.
I'm pausing because when I said that, I looked at Dan and I was like, what are we doing? But we were committed at that point.
That's right. Yep. Definitely got to try that. It's amazing. If you're a whiskey or a Patron drinker, you know, something to sip on while you're still missing that beer taste, definitely something good.
What the fuck is he talking about?
It tastes like beer.
It's 100% beer, yeah.
Tastes like Heineken.
Yeah.
But you know what's cool about Heineken, I think? Recently, didn't you guys...
All right, watch this. So I'm trying to... All right, let me see if I can save this train wreck of an interview, and let's talk a little bit about making Heineken, which I'm pretty familiar with. Listen, Jeff, are you paying attention? Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Change the hops that you were using? They started adding Cascade hops into Heineken?
I'm not sure. I'm not gonna. I can't
say you don't know. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I'm not sure, but
I was a big Heineken Light fan. That's why I was.
Yeah, no, they're definitely good. But what we do here to get the alcohol out, we brew it twice, make sure it's, you know, it's that we get the alcohol out. We don't want to pump this out like that, you know.
This motherfucker, we brew it twice. That's how we get it out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dan, this is delicious.
What is the process of getting the alcohol?
It's just brewed extra so we can get it out.
It's brewed extra.
That's what it is. This is what I'm told, you know, so.
Okay. So, alcohol-free. You kind of want that beer flavor, maybe, like you're with the family.
Right, exactly. So, if you're just hanging out with the family, you know, just hanging at the bar, and some people that are non-drinkers, hanging out with their friends that actually do drink, they have one of these, they want to feel left out. It's cool. It's good beer. You know, overall, it's good beer.
It does taste good. Heineken 0.0, Dan. Learn something new every day.
Can't wait to try it because you keep hogging it, man. Can I get a sip?
Thanks, Jose.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Yo, have a good one, man.
I'd like to point out Dan wanted nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Hey, you just went and shared, and then all of a sudden we were out to a different room. So, you know, I missed my opportunity. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. So at this point, we made our way into the festival. There's a band playing in the background. Hundreds and hundreds of people, booths set up everywhere. And our plan was to make our way around to some of the booths, Jeffy, talk to some of the purveyors, talk to some of the beer, the wine guy, the bourbon guys, and just get some background. We started off with one from a beer called Penelope Bourbon, which I think it was a good place to start, don't you?
Yeah, it was good. It was a great place to start.
Yeah.
I knew what he was talking about.
Check this out, Penelope Bourbon.
Hi, Randy Campbell, Penelope Bourbon.
All right, listen, we're really excited because this bourbon you just poured in this cup for us smells incredible. Can you tell us about it before we taste it?
Certainly. Penelope Bourbon, it's a 4-grain. Most bourbons are 2 grains or 3 grains. This has wheat and rye in addition to the corn and the malted barley.
Oh, wow.
So it's 75% corn, about 15% wheat, about 7% rye, and about 3% malted barley. Again, 4 grains. So it's got a little sweetness from the wheat and a little bit of spicy complexity from the rye. That's what most people really want. Penelope Bourbon gives you that.
I'm getting that little spices in the background.
You're getting
that.
A little of that rye, that cinnamon. When it evaporates off your tongue, it leaves a little bit of that essence of cinnamon. When we go to the higher proof next, you'll really, really get a taste of that cinnamon.
Well, I mean, now you said that, we might have to try one more. I was going to taste. You're busy, so I don't want to take
much
time.
That's fine. I'm here for you guys.
Anybody who's a genius like you are when it comes to talking bourbon, we definitely want to talk to.
Anybody in front of me gets my attention.
I love that. That's great. Dan, what do you think of this one so far?
I think it's fantastic. I love the little spice at the end.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It tastes good. It's not overly powerful. It just hits you in the back of the throat. It's great.
So this second one is 115 proof.
Okay.
That's barrel strength.
Wow. Okay.
That's flammable. That'll put you to sleep.
You can put this in the back of the car.
Yeah. So you really get a note of that. Try that. You really get a note of the cinnamon at the end. Because the wheat comes in at first, then it dies off a little bit. Then the rye comes in, leaves that cinnamon on your tongue. Again, most other bourbons are flat lines. This is more of a roller coaster ride where the wheat comes in, dies off a little bit, then the rye comes in at the end.
What are some of those notes you look for personally as an expert in this that makes like a good bourbon for you or a good whiskey for you?
I like more of the sweeter style. I like more of the caramel, more of the butterscotch, a little bit of the honey. I'm not a massive cinnamon fan.
Okay.
But I like a little bit of the cinnamon. And it's more like those Red Hots when you're a kid, those little red candies, as opposed to the traditional cinnamon. But on the tongue, when it evaporates, you get that classic cinnamon, like the dried cinnamon,
man.
Not that fireball kind of
right,
that silly candy.
Fakey cinnamon. Right. That's delicious.
I like that sweeter style.
Nice.
And when we try the third one, you're really going
to
get
that one. You have
another
one for us to try?
Yeah. I've got the best bourbon in the room.
Wow, Dan, best bourbon in the room. Did you taste that one yet? What do you think?
Yeah, this is great. This is great. Again, with the spice, it's a little hard going down, but it's I wish it was a little smoother, but I want to try this one. Yeah, I wish.
Okay, we got next round.
Okay, let's do this.
Well, listen, I'm ready. What do we got pouring right here? This is okay. The color of this is definitely a little different. Put the mic up for him.
So this is a toasted barrel. I consider this the best bourbon in the room. We take that bourbon out of a regular charred barrel. So to be called bourbon, it has to age in a charred, unused oak barrel.
And the charring level it can change in that barrel, right?
But most charred barrels are very similar. Yes, there are differences. But we take it out of that barrel, and we put it into a second barrel that's been toasted.
Okay.
So toasted means not set on fire.
Wow.
So to be called bourbon, it has to be – it's basically the barrel is on fire.
Brother, that's
delicious. The second barrel, it's charred, but it's also toasted, which means heated – to not ignite, but it's, you know, like when a marshmallow, when you're a kid, you heat that marshmallow just before it ignites, it's perfect. That's what a toasted barrel gives you.
This is delicious. I always talk a lot about some of the bourbons I've had,
right?
How in this time of year, springtime, summertime, I probably wouldn't want to have that, you know, maybe for the fall. This is delicious.
Most people have never had a toasted barrel.
I would drink this out by the pool, hanging out, like, you know, out in Montauk in the summer. This is delicious, Dan.
To me, it's too good to blend with anything.
Wow.
I mean, you might want to put a drop of Luxardo cherry juice in it, maybe. But for me, I don't touch that. I put it in a little glass or a little bit in a glass and just drink it. I don't want to put any ice in it. I don't want to put any water in it. I don't want to put sugar. I just want to drink that.
This is delicious. And Penelope, you guys available pretty much everywhere?
Most places have it. That toasted barrel is very hard to get, but the 80 proof and the barrel strength, they're available at most stores. And if they don't have it, they can get it.
Amazing. Ask for it. This is great stuff, you guys. Definitely check out. Dan, what do you think? Any thoughts?
I love this. The first thing I thought of is just how it coated my whole mouth, my tongue, the back of my throat, the roof of my mouth, and it hit with all these nice different flavors. I love that. This was really good.
Great bourbon. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man.
Back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live, playing audio from Whiskey Union at Mohegan Sun. Dan and I were there with some microphones and some recording equipment. That was a good bourbon, Dan. Remember that one?
Yeah, it was probably my favorite of the night. It was really good. That barrel strength was really good. The Toasted Series.
Penelope,
yeah, it was fantastic.
It was good. I'm not going to – I mean, Dan's 100% right. That was delicious. It was pretty smooth, too, if I remember right. Right, Dan?
Definitely. This one hit real nice. It was smooth. Like I said in the interview, it coated the tongue. Like, you got all the different flavors. It definitely hit really nice.
As we were walking around, too, we caught up with one of the people who planned the event there. She was a little shy of talking on the microphone, but I thought it was important to get her on. This is Rachel from Mohegan Sun. You can see how I professionally broadcast them and tell them what to do immediately. I left that part in. None of these clips have been edited, so we're professionals here.
Behind the scenes.
Hi, my name is Rachel Gregoire, and I'm an event planner here at Mohegan Sun.
Rachel, this event is so fun, first of all, because there's so much. I mean, let's be honest, whiskey and bourbon are delicious, right?
Absolutely. You can't go wrong.
How many years has Mohegan been doing this event?
So this is our fifth annual Sun Whiskey Union. So we're really excited just to bring it back.
So is this an event you think?
By the way, the clicking you're hearing is me there turning my microphone on and off, thinking it's helping with the sound. In retrospect, bad idea.
I guess my comparison to me is like Food and Wine Festival here. It's my favorite event of the year. It's all of our chefs' favorite event of the year. Mm-hmm. But obviously, whiskey is a little bit smaller, but still a really popular event.
Absolutely. So we really try to focus on smaller local distilleries that are around here. We don't focus as much on the food, but we bring in brands like Edrington Spirits, Fisher's Island, Penelope Bourbon, all those small local distilleries.
You're killing it, by the way, already. Just don't worry. You're doing
she
awesome.
Was so
Lauren,
nervous.
She's doing great, isn't she? She's doing awesome.
Oh, God, stop it.
So let's talk about some of the fun like standouts in here right now that you're excited, because we're going to go check some stuff out here. We're excited. Who should we go see immediately?
Right away, I would go check out Edgerton Spirits.
Okay.
They have three booths lined up. They have a huge tree. They have at least 12 different varieties that you can taste. We also have Temperature Rising that's in there, and it's a game show, which is really exciting.
Wait, a game show?
A game
Dan
show.
Dan, is a game show.
I'm super excited about a game show.
You could totally win $1,000.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds fun. What do we do? What are some tips to win in the game show?
Know a lot of things about Mohegan Sun. So, I mean, if you're a regular,
done.
I think you got it.
Done. I know I spent a lot of money, and I don't remember much past 10 p.m.
You got this. You got this.
I'm in.
9 p.m.
This is going to be awesome. I want to point out, Jeffy, did you hear the background crowd cracking up at my joke? That was a fucking good line.
Great line. Great line.
Well, Rachel, I can't wait to go check this out. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much for coming.
She was nice. I mean, Dan, listen, you can vouch how nervous she was. She was scared to death to talk on the microphone.
She was, and she hesitated at first. We made her feel comfortable. She did great.
Yeah, she was fantastic. I thought it was great to get them on there. You know, here's what was great about that, too, is I wanted them to see how we were doing things. I think it helped them understand more about what we were doing than to have them see that.
Absolutely. It makes sense. They understand we're not just there bullshitting. Like, we're doing serious business. These are real life interviews.
Big things.
The next one was a friend of ours who's also at Food & Wine, Ashley. I think that's who this one is. And Dan, this is a pretty fun one here because, well, it just gets to be a little uncomfortable. It's probably the longest clip we have, but it's a good one. So check this out.
Hold on.
That was amazing.
Dan, did you just see what just happened there?
I did just see what just happened.
She
and
just
I'm
totally
blown
made her
away.
Face like a Jack Black.
Jack Black.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Kung Fu Panda, I guess.
I kind of feel like I should leave.
It was fucking scary.
Here's this wonderful, attractive, nice woman, but now she looks like Jack Black. I'm upset. I'm angry.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. Introduce yourself for us, please.
I'm Ashley Bushko, and I work for Goodman in East Hartford.
Nice. And you are tasting, what are we tasting today?
We've got Tin Cup, which is from Colorado, and it's cut with Rocky Mountain water. It's very delicious. And we also have Proper 12, which is Conor McGregor's whiskey.
Hell yeah.
We have Bushmills, which is from the oldest distillery in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
And we also have Sexton, which is the only woman-owned distillery in Ireland.
Shit.
Yeah, it's very delicious. Single malt, made in copper, delicious.
Well, if we tasted something, where should we start? What do you recommend the most to start with?
I recommend Sexton because when's the last time you had whiskey made by a woman?
It's been a while. I have. But Dan...
Not that long ago for me.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Let's get in here.
All right.
I guess I'll go first, Dan.
You go first.
Dan shoots down her entire line. No, I just did, actually. So, fuck you.
We taste a little bit. But by the way, we put our mics in front of people's mouths like this so you can hear better. Do your best. If you can't, you can't.
How about I read the side for you? This will be great.
There you go. So this is made by women.
It's single malt. It's strained barley for malting. And it's patiently distilled in copper pot stills to create a precious elixir, Sexton.
I mean, it almost has a little kind of floral thing going on, doesn't it, Dan? Do you get that?
I don't like Irish whiskey. This is actually pretty good. This is smooth, floral, definitely. Almost a little pink peppercorn.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's delicious. Are you a whiskey fan, Irish whiskey fan yourself?
I prefer American whiskey because I'm American. This is Tin Cup.
Oh,
America.
So here, let me just give you things to drink that I hate.
This one is very, very good. It's more of a bourbon whiskey, but it's very smooth. Do you want to try this one next?
I'm in. I'll take a little taste. Oh, Jesus. She's a heavy pourer, Dan.
No, I'm not. Do not tell my boss that.
Oh, you should see. She is pouring half bottles for people. We just walked away. She gave us both three bottles on the way out.
Whoa. Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly, my fault.
Allegedly.
All right, Tin Cup. Let's do it.
Tin Cup. So this is an American whiskey. It's by Jess Graber. It's from Colorado, and he made it in honor of the first whiskey drinkers who used to drink their whiskey out of tin cups. So it comes with a cute little whiskey tin cup right on top of the bottle.
Like a little jigger, right?
Kind of, yeah.
That's delicious. I like that, Dan. That's nice. It's easy. It's smooth.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they're going to do with that one. Are you keeping that, or do you have, like, a collection of those at home?
I do have a collection of them out.
Dan was trying to get some free shit.
Home, but don't tell anybody.
Oh, makes sense.
That's
amazing.
On the radio.
I like that one a lot, Dan. I would love to try the Conor McGregor one.
Sure, Proper 12.
Drinking this whiskey alone makes you a better fighter. I've heard.
It does.
That's all you gotta do is
just
drink
this. It makes you a little aggressive, but in a good way.
I don't want to be aggressive at anybody. I'm not aggressive. I don't want to be aggressive.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I want to drink this now. I mean, I've seen Conor McGregor. I'm already wild. I don't need
prepare. Dan's firing up.
This.
If you look at Dan right now, he looks naturally angry, doesn't he? Put the mic in your mouth.
No, you look lovely.
Lovely.
You look like you like to ride the teacups at Disneyland.
What?
Okay, I don't know how to take that, but sure. If I can ride the teacups and handle it without throwing up, that makes me a real man.
Well, his nickname back in high school was Little Teacup.
Oh, really?
There it
is. Oh, it makes perfect sense now. I caught the vibe.
There it is. See, there you go. All right, let's take a taste. Should tell us about it. We'll take a little taste. Energy.
Sure. So you're going to enjoy this smooth and balanced whiskey. It's a fine blend of golden grain and full-flavored malted barley. It's triple distilled.
This is delicious. I actually really like this.
Yeah, this is nice. I took the whole thing down. And didn't even, like, it was smooth.
I kind of wish I've eaten food.
Yeah, we probably should.
Especially now she's singing. Well, listen. That's fantastic. We appreciate it. Bushmills, I've had a million times, but should we just do it because we're here?
Yeah, I used to mix Bushmills with Kool-Aid because I didn't know better. I was 12. I was 12 years old. I was an alcoholic.
Like grape Kool-Aid?
No, red Kool-Aid. It's only red Kool-Aid.
My fault, red Kool-Aid.
So Bushmills was granted its license to distill in 1608, and it's the oldest license.
It's about to get weirder. Just stay tuned.
It's whiskey distillery in the world.
I'm not going to lie. It's tough to go from this guy right here, the Proper 12, to Bushmills. It's a hard switch for me, man.
Well, this
that's because this is a classic, and you can't ever go wrong with Black Bush.
No, you can never go wrong with it, for sure. Black Bush, for sure. That's what you can never go wrong with. Ever.
Ever.
She ran away. You Ever. Said it, not
hey.
Me.
Hey, I'm... It
I mean, listen.
It rolls out of my mouth. I can't help it sometimes. Whiskey gets me that way.
2022 shit's making a comeback. I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Sounds great.
I love it.
Black Bush.
Anyway, back to the
comeback.
Black Bush.
Bushmills, Black Bush, Irish whiskey. It's in sherry casks. I get that sweetness in the background.
Dan's trying to keep it
totally
moving.
Not even with you on any of that right now.
No, you don't
I just
get that?
Want to make Black Bush jokes now.
Oh, all right, whatever.
Who's
the professional here? I'm the wild
there
one.
It is.
You're the professional.
There it is, Dan.
This is not right.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chef Plum. I appreciate it.
That was Ashley. I mean, it definitely got a little weird there for a minute. I mean, when she said that, clearly she was like, uh-oh, the second she said that.
She was funny.
Hey, that Proper 12 was good, though, Dan. I really liked it. I couldn't tell if you actually did or you were just humoring me.
Oh, no, I will be completely honest. Yes. No, that was good. It was good. I liked everything. That Bushmills was good, too.
Bushmills
the
is
Black
all
right. Bush.
Jeffy, how would you have reacted in the situation that you just heard?
I would have already thrown up.
Like, it was a little close.
By this clip, I would have not been able to talk to you guys.
That bad?
Or I would have been screaming at you guys. I have two speeds once I get the whiskey, especially bourbon.
Oh, this is Jose Heineken.
This is Jose Heineken. That's we got to say that.
That's going to be a new drop, I'm telling you.
Yo, we brew it. We brew it twice.
We brew it twice.
Yes, Jose.
This is my favorite. I love it. Oh, man. Right.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
So
we kept on moving down the road, and we found an Irish guy who had a really thick Irish accent. Starts talking about his whiskey, and we put the mic up, but he was like whispering. I couldn't hear a fucking word he says. Check this out.
Ready? Are you ready? My name is Brendan Crowley. I'm with Glendalough Distillery, Mark Anthony Brands. I'm from County Meath in Ireland. Been working
what?
With a company for like 6.5 years.
Oh, wait, you're not from Connecticut?
Not from Connecticut, no. Not at all,
man. I had no idea.
I'm lying to you, man. I actually took acting in school, and this is my Irish
persona. Oh, he's an actor.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice, very good.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, the accent's similar. The accent is similar. What are we tasting, brother? This looks amazing.
So we got four spirits. It's Glendalough and Bareface. It's all under the Mark Anthony brand.
What the fuck did he just say there? All right. I couldn't tell.
We have three Irish whiskeys, Glendalough Double Barrel. Easy drink.
Wait, this is a tree? They make this out of a tree?
Three Irish whiskeys in the fact in Nevada.
Approachable whiskey. Huge love it. We have a pot still, which is really unique because it's unique style to Ireland.
What?
It's made of malted barley and unmalted barley.
What?
Finished in bourbon and virgin Irish oak.
What?
And in our 7-year single malt, which is brand new. It's just one.
Yeah.
Hear that again? What the fuck did he just say? Barley and malted barley, non-malted in the malted barley. I'm like, did you just talk about every type of barley in that? What did
Dad,
he mean?
We never talked about this. Did you hear anything he was saying?
No, I said it in the interview. He said, what did you think, Dan? I was like, I have no idea what he just
That's
said.
Right, you do. All right, hold on. It's a short one, so hang on.
Double gold in San Francisco. It's finished.
What?
Bourbon and Japanese Mizunara oak.
Wow. This is some serious stuff, Dan. Did you hear all that?
No, I couldn't hear any of it, to be honest.
What?
I heard
it's
most of it.
It's all very good stuff. It's all good.
So, what should we taste? What can you taste with you or tell us about it? You know, what do we got? What are you most proud of?
We're most proud of this 7-year. Packaging is gorgeous. That's St. Kevin on the front of our bottle.
What?
It's a 7-year age statement, single malt. And we finish it.
I think he said it's made with aged semen. Is that what he just said?
It's beautiful semen in the
bourbon. Aged semen.
In bourbon for most of its life, move it over to the really interesting Japanese Mizunara oak.
Somehow when he says the word Japanese, there is zero accent.
Yeah. Mizunara stands for water wood. And that means that...
Listening to him talk is like watching Jeff speak Spanish to people. The occasional English word pops up.
I'm mad because it was really a good scotch.
All right, here we go.
Japanese one.
Sorry.
It leaks a lot, and it imparts flavor on whiskey very quickly because the liquid seeps through it. That's just what we're
right. Interesting. I'm ready to taste this. Are you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm interested because usually it's the other way around. But you're taking the Japanese and bringing it to you. That's very interesting. I can't wait to try this.
One of the only distilleries outside of Japan that's able to do it.
That's amazing. Why are you able to do it and they're not?
We got an awesome relationship with the...
I was like, Dan, why are you making him talk more?
The oldest independent cooperage in Japan. We sent one of our boys over there. He went there. Kevin, he went over there to meet some guys. Start chatting to guys. Got to meet these coopers in Japan. Super old fellas. Been doing their craft for 50, 60 years. And they gave us some barrels.
This is fantastic. Yo.
Delicious, brother.
It has almost like a rice background flavor. Like a very smooth.
Like a sake.
Yeah.
He was very upset that you said rice.
Like a sake. It's very, very good.
Yeah, so... What Mizunara is like known for is a flavor of sandalwood and tropical banana, apricot on the back end of the whiskey.
I get all that.
And then the sweetness is from the front, which is the bourbon cask. That's what you're tasting at the start, and the Mizunara hits the back of it. Yeah,
brother, that's delicious. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Course,
we appreciate it.
Of course, we're very proud of it. Everyone who's tried it thinks it's delicious.
Are you guys available pretty much everywhere?
We're getting there. We're going to be nationwide by the end of this year, I believe. We're in about 35 states right now. Connecticut is a decent market for us. So I'm working in New York personally, but yeah.
This is delicious, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And thank you for enjoying some whiskey. Sláinte.
Yo, I love it.
Cheers. Cheers. Do that again. Put it in.
Thank you, sir. Yo.
Dan, you actually really liked that one, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was terrific. I thought it was very smooth. It had a lot of flavor. Unusual flavor for a scotch. This one was a scotch, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. Jeffy, you hear that, and what do you think? Are you just thinking in your head, oh my god, this guy's
still well, so I've had a Japanese whiskey, Yamazaki, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yamazaki.
And they did a Mizunara series, and it kind of has like an incense flavor to it a little bit. Like, that's what I remembered it being like. Like, I thought it was really interesting, but it wasn't like my favorite.
Okay.
So, and like hearing you guys talk about it, it sounds like it was...
This was completely different than that. I know exactly what you're talking about. This was completely different than that. That doesn't have... This one had this very aromatic... Let's do it.
It's Jose from Heineken. It's Jose Heineken.
Look, hold on. This is my favorite part. Just listen, because he starts. He goes, "Oh, listen."
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
Yeah,
I love Jose.
This Jose Heineken.
I love Jose. Jose was the best. So we made our way around a little bit more, and we got to an old staple, the George Dickel booth, which was not Dan's favorite. George Dickel. And George Dickel was one of the
George
first.
Dickel?
It's like a, it's used to, I think of it as a lower end rail bourbon. I used to drink it when I was a kid, sitting in a shed playing guitar with my buddies. They had some higher end stuff, so here we go. Dan and I tasted it, and we decided that after this particular one, we said, you know what, Dan, we should have had a word that we could say during the interview if we fucking hated it, so everyone that's listening would know that we hate it. So moving forward, that's going to be the plan.
All right. Ooh. Hello, this is Lucas Savage. I'm here today representing George Dickel Bourbon for Diageo. Sampling George Dickel Bourbon today. It's our first foray into the bourbon category. We're mostly known for our Tennessee whiskeys.
Absolutely.
It's a mash bill of 80% 84% corn, 8% rye, and 8% malted barley.
Did he say corn?
Corn.
Nicole. He said corn.
Yeah, they distilled on porn.
Like, we play porn 24/7 while this is still. We're trying to
make that sexiness really kind of osmosis into it.
She chose the barrels. She was sampled over 1,000 barrels, found some that had a little bit more of a bourbon flavor profile than what we usually serve.
Okay.
So she decided to put it out on the shelf. Has some really nice notes of vanilla at the start, evolves into a flavor profile that contains some orange and cherry, and has a really nice toffee finish.
Beautiful. I got to be honest with you, brother. Mm-hmm. My first experience at George Dickel, I think I was 15 years old.
Of course.
And someone had bought it for us, or my brother, my friends took it out of his dad's pantry.
Yep.
And I was like, I've never had enough to bourbon. And we drank a lot of bourbon that night, and I was like, oh, God, this stuff's terrible. Since then, I now know the error of my ways, and I understand it's not the case. Let's taste it. Let's see what we're tasting here.
Sure thing.
We're excited. George Dickel's a brand that goes back a long time. Been around a long time as well, hasn't it? I mean, you guys have been in the market, I feel like, for years.
Yep, so the brand, as we kind of know it today, was introduced in the 1960s. But George A. Dickel, the history with him.
I just want to point out, as a broadcaster, that's me trying to pull info out of him. Because he was just staring at the floor and wouldn't look at us.
And his Tennessee whiskeys goes back all the way to the 1800s.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're tasting the...
It's George Dickel bourbon, aged for 8 years.
All right. 8 years. Smells amazing.
Yep.
Looking for toffee notes, vanilla notes. What are we looking for here?
Vanilla notes on the start. It's going to grow into some orange and cherry as you guys sip on it. It's a nice toffee on the finish.
I noticed a temperature on this, too. Do you serve this?
I did chill this tonight. So I prefer it chilled.
Dude, I appreciate
you can do
that.
It, you can do it chilled or neat. I just find out having it chilled a little bit brings out more of the flavors.
I think a lot of people make the mistake of serving red wine at room temperature, which is incorrect. It should be a little bit colder.
I chill it.
49, 50 degrees. I feel like bourbon may be the same way, as if you're pulling it out of a like an aging room or almost
the word.
Like a cave, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing. So this also goes through the charcoal filtering system that all of our George Dickel Tennessee whiskeys go through.
It's nice.
So it's filtered through some maple charcoal that we make ourselves at the distillery.
It's
really nice. Mellows it out. We cool it to about 40 degrees Fahrenheit beforehand. George A. Dickel had a whole thing where he believed that whiskeys made in the winter months were better. They were more mellower, had more of a robust flavor. So we still chill them to this day before we filter it, just to get that more mellowed out.
I enjoy it. Dan, what do you think of that?
It's good. It's fantastic. It has a nice little bite to it. It has that. I definitely get that vanilla flavor in there. It's really delicious.
We appreciate your time, man. Thanks
you
for joining us.
Tonight.
Thanks.
Sure thing.
Dan hated that. Dan did the old, took the taste and threw it over his shoulder instead of finishing it.
Yo.
No, I just put it in the next bucket. They had buckets.
Yeah, that one was, it was a little bit. I like the story, but I didn't hear him talk about it, doing it cold. That's interesting.
Is it?
I thought it was.
What? You mean chilling his thing or putting it over the maple charcoal?
Well, okay, two things there. When they chill it before they put it over the charcoal, but also serving it not room temperature with a little chill on it. I think that's a good, Dan. You don't like that?
Yeah, no, I agree. It was definitely makes it easier, especially for an everyday person who is trying to drink straight whiskey. Chilled is definitely an easier way to go.
Yeah,
he's
think
an
so
expert.
Too. What do you think, Jeffy? Chill it or no chill it?
Whiskey? Chilled, for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. I think chilling it makes a big difference in the flavor. It makes it easier to go down. You know, so does Jose.
Jose, Heineken, mom.
Mom. Mom. Is he calling his mom? Mom?
I'm totally cutting that and making it a sound rap. So we moved on down. The last two I want to play for you guys were two people that we really liked, who I thought really broke a lot of knowledge on stuff for us. We'll start with a company called Journeyman. Dan, do you remember these guys?
Yeah, the dude, this guy that everybody sent us to, everybody we asked was, we wanted to interview that didn't want to talk to us. Like, go talk to this guy down there. He knows what's going on. And dude definitely knew what was going on. He threw it down.
Yeah, check this out. This is Kevin from Journeyman.
So, Kevin O'Rourke, National Sales Manager for Journeyman Distillery. I'm going to start you guys off with Buggy Whip Wheat, 100% wheat, 90 proof, organic kosher, gluten-free.
Okay.
So I like pouring this for my Irish whiskey drinkers or people just getting into whiskey. It's very soft. It's very vanilla-forward. Just goes down very smooth. It's kind of like a gentle introduction to American whiskey.
Do those Irish notes come from the charred barrel? Is that where they come
from?
It's
just
like the vanilla
notes? A soft grain that we're pulling from. We use brand new freshly charred barrels every time. But the wheat just is mellow, and it just goes down too good.
That is the smoothest whiskey I've ever had in my life. Whiskey or bourbon?
So it's wheat whiskey.
Wheat whiskey.
You need to be 51% or more wheat to be a wheat whiskey. We do 100%. And we're Michigan-based. It's Michigan Red Winter Wheat. So, like, we're thinking that we're terroir-driven distillery. This is all, like, state-driven.
We have a chef buddy on the show with us named Chef Dave, who's from Michigan. And he always tells us about Michigan pizza, and we're like, that's a casserole. It's not a pizza.
Yeah.
Especially being here in Connecticut. And I never would have thought a great whiskey from Michigan. This is delicious.
So I'm actually going to show you guys the adult version of that whiskey.
Okay.
So it's called Corsets, Whips, and Whiskey. We work out of a Corset and Buggy Whip factory from the 1800s.
No way.
And we now make whiskey. So this highlights everything that it's been produced in the last 200 years.
Wow.
So past, present, and future.
Let's do it. You got to pour over Dan's arm, and he's going to mic in your face. But
barrel strength, 117 proof.
Wow.
Fred Minnick rated it number one wheat whiskey in America in 2020.
When you say barrel strength, what do you mean?
So we age everything at 120 proof. After aging, we don't add any additional water to it to proof it to 90. So it's exactly how it laid in the barrel, except we filter it for charcoal.
Wow.
So there's a lot of toffee, nougat. There's sweeter kind of candy bar notes off of it.
The toffee. I really get toffee on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Last year, we had such a demand for it because of the big award that we had to actually, like, limit how much actually went into other states. But now we're, like, more whiskey came out, more barrels finally aged. So, like,
delicious.
We're sitting very healthy right now on stock.
When you say the charcoal, is there a specific type of charcoal that you use?
So we use number 3 char. We use Barrel Mill, an independent stave company. One of the cooperages comes from Minnesota. One comes from Kentucky.
Woo.
And then we blend. So we'll get a bunch of barrels together to hit our ideal flavor profile.
Wow.
And then I'm going to pour for you guys next. Not a King Rye.
This is my favorite guy so far. I love how much he's just like, I'm going to pour this for you.
This is once a year release. Comes out on President's Day. It's a recreation of George Washington's rye whiskey.
Wow, okay.
It's a little bit of a loose interpretation, but very close. So 60% rye, 35% white corn, 5% malted barley. Just like everything else I poured for you, organic, kosher, gluten-free, distilled and bottled by Journeyman Distillery. So we never outsource any of our production. We're stubborn. We make it all on-site in-house.
Stubbornness is good, I think, Dan. What do you think?
Absolutely, especially when it comes to bourbon, whiskey. Like, you have to be stubborn in order to keep with the tradition and make sure that it's right.
Yeah. How do you compare this to the first one we tasted with those vanilla notes?
So this is a rye. I mean, rye traditionally has a little bit of that black peppercorn flavor profile.
Yeah, I get that.
There's a lot of burnt wood sugars on the nose. It should be very sweet, very inviting. It's only 60% rye, so it's not going to be the spiciest rye poured here tonight.
But you get a little bit.
But it's great for a neat pour. I prefer this in old fashions in Manhattans myself. And it's fun. we do a big party President's Day weekend at the distillery. So like this, it's
shout out to George
release.
Washington.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
so
first president.
We make
That's
six
awesome.
Different ryes at Journeyman. This is our nod of the hat to one of the original rye producers in America.
Wow. Are you guys available nationwide?
So we're in 34 states today. We went into 15 new states last year. So wow. we're in the process Almost. Of a nationwide push. We don't want to go too far too fast because we don't want to run out of whiskey.
Yeah.
But we're getting there.
New York area? Are we around?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
We're in, essentially cover all of New England now, a lot Great. Of the mid-Atlantic. There's a couple of control states that we haven't landed in yet, but it's one account at a time, one person at a time, yeah. one state at a time.
Brother, thank you. This is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this, man. This is
we
awesome.
We encourage you guys to stop by, reach out. We tours, tastings. We have a 30,000 square foot putting green.
Absolutely.
And we have a second distillery opening up next Thank year.
You. We will take some information from you. We love it.
Yeah.
Where's Dan? You got one more for him?
I have a question. How does Kentucky accept your bourbon?
So we sell in Kentucky. It's not our number one state, but they do appreciate what we're doing out there. We like to believe. There's no smoke and mirrors, no caramel coloring, no flavoring added. It's very legitimate. No smoke and mirrors at Journeyman. What you see is what you get.
Wow, fantastic. Brother, thank you so much.
Hey, cheers, guys. Thanks for
we
stopping by.
It. Thanks, man.
Yeah, that was a great bourbon right there. They did a great job. Dan, you dug that, didn't you?
Absolutely. I was actually just now looking for where it's located. There's one in Fairfield. I'm going to go stop on my way home from work tomorrow and grab one of those.
Yeah, that was good stuff, Fairfield. Man.
And Michigan.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Seriously, I thought that guy was very, very knowledgeable, and I'm glad that everyone... He was one that everyone told us to talk to, so I'm glad we got a chance to go over there and chat with him. He was awesome.
Knew what he was talking about. He had it down. It was good. He had it on point. Like, he knew exactly what we were looking for. It was a good conversation.
Yeah, and to finish it out, we're going to go where he told us to go next to talk to Rowan Company, which was an interesting drink. We talked to Josh over there, who was recommended by this gentleman right here. So here's Josh from Rowan Company.
Cool, cool, cool.
All right, you ready? All right, here we go.
What's up, guys? Thank you very much. I'm Josh Cameron. I'm here with Rowan Co. I'm the National Ambassador.
Josh, you came highly recommended for us to come over here and talk to you, brother.
I appreciate that.
So what are we drinking? What are we pouring? I got to be honest, brother. I don't know your brand.
Okay.
But I want to know it.
That's great. That's great. I mean, we're a newer brand, so we come out of the heart of Dublin. And the whole point of this whiskey was being a collaboration whiskey that is for shaking, for stirring, or for sipping.
Okay.
And what they did is they used science. So our master blender, 35 years
science.
Of experience. Exactly. With the non-chill filtration that's used, it actually activates extra flavor that will explode in the glass when shaken, when a drop
what?
Of water is dropped in. Exactly right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that.
Here, well, check this out. If you put it in the glass, you're going to notice the creaminess and the oiliness of the viscosity that kind of coats the side.
Don't leave me hanging. You're going to pour Dan and not pour me? Come on, brother.
Sorry, man.
All right, so look. I'm looking. I see the kind of the legs almost like
yeah,
a
absolutely.
Wine, right?
We call that whiskey's tears because okay. we're poets.
Oh, nice. Whiskey's tears. Yeah. So at the nose, I get a little of those toffee, a little vanilla.
Absolutely. So it's aged in ex-bourbon barrels, and it's 45% instead of 40% like most Irish whiskeys. So that extra 5% is going to pull extra flavor from the barrel. You're also going to notice a little bit of an orchard fruit or pear note that comes from our copper stills and that non-shell filtration, which is really just a benchmark of the brand because it can add a creaminess, it can coat your palate, but it can also shake and froth as though there was an egg white in the cocktail.
No way.
Absolutely. It's kind of like having an extra ingredient in your whiskey.
Okay. Can you demonstrate the shaking somehow? Do you have a way to do it or no?
Yeah. No. We don't have any shaking right now.
I mean, shit, I want to see how the difference is.
We're actually stirring today, folks.
All right. So
it can be stirred. It can be shaken. It will increase your chances of winning.
Yeah, talk about what you're doing right here. You just put some stuff in a glass and some ice with a
This is
orange.
Our Irish whiskey cocktail called the Curious George. So our whole brand is based around collaboration. And one of my best friends and I actually collaborated to make this cocktail. We're named after a man named George Rowe. So as tongue-in-cheek reference, we named our cocktail the Curious George. We used some banana liqueur, some Angostura bitters in homage to a great classic old-fashioned. And the whole point is about having fun. And we do use a little bit of a secret ingredient here known as scotch.
So it's a spray bottle you have here.
It's actually a spritz here, but I actually found out the exact right amount of scotch to be used in a cocktail. And that's it right there. Just one little spritz.
You need one little spray on top of the cup.
You don't want to have too much scotch. This is an Irish whiskey.
Okay. wow. Okay, first, can you come to my house and hang out? This is awesome. Let's see. I guess we'll share this, Dan. You ready? I'm taking a sip right now. Brother, what the hell is that? Holy cow.
That's our Curious George, man. Is it making you curious?
Yes, it's very curious right now. Wow.
So, yeah, it's a very simple riff, and our whiskey is made to be experimented with. We want you to try new things. We want you to not leave it on the shelf, but actually leave it on the table and try things. You'll notice that pear note that I talked about. On the bottom of the bottle, we have a pear bunt that is an homage to that. It's an homage to the Pear Tree Otter Distillery. But from the top of the bottle to the bottom, everything about us is built from grain to glass.
Beautiful. I want to talk about this cocktail for a second, Dan, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's delicious.
So I'm getting those notes. It's almost like a little floral aromas coming from it. I'm a chef. I can't help myself.
That's awesome. I feel like the people with the most incredible palates often think like chefs. So I think that's really cool.
Well, I'm almost even getting like a, as weird as it sounds, there's a hint of banana in the background.
Well, yeah, there's banana liqueur in this. So we named it the Curious George at the tongue-in-cheek reference.
There we go.
I'm
going to guess all your shit now. You ready?
To the cartoon.
That's really fun, man. I mean, it's not very often you see a banana liqueur mixed with an Irish
whiskey. Well, we did it for fun. We did it because our namesake, George Rowe, and we're named after him. We're made by two incredible women in the heart of Dublin with bartenders in collaboration. And it's also about trying new things and having fun. So my buddy and I worked on this together, and that was the whole point. Let's collaborate as the brand was made in the original way, and then let's also have fun with it.
Absolutely.
Because you got the ex-bourbon barrels, is Irish whiskey allowed to play a little more than, like, scotch? Or bourbon?
The rules are definitely expanding and evolving. Overall, there are... you can also use sherry casks, right? We have at the distillery, we're experimenting with tons of casks. Laura Hemme, our head distiller, she's constantly innovating and trying new things. And right now, she recently did something with actually Japanese sugi wood, which is a very porous wood, as opposed to Mizunora, which is so solid and hard that takes about 2 years to get any flavor. But sugi wood in 1 to 2 months, you're going to have tons of flavor. It's going to be citrusy and kind of very piney. So it's a whole new way of looking at whiskey aging, and it's a much faster, intense way of aging. So you got to be very careful. But they're always innovating. They're always blending. We have sherry casks that we can finish in. There's always different ways to age and blend. One of my favorite things about Roe & Co., the 45%, there's a great bar in Manhattan called Putnam's Pub, and we actually went into Putnam's, and they wanted to put us into their barrels. So they had some Alligator Char number 4 that we put our already ex-bourbon barrel-aged whiskey into, and then about 4 months later, it came out tasting like a toasted barley.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Dan, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this stuff, man?
Yeah, I love everything. I love this little cocktail. It's delicious. My wife would love it. I love that banana in the background. It's definitely good. The whiskey's awesome. This is the second time today. I'm not really a huge Irish whiskey fan, but I'm about to delve back into Irish whiskey because, like this one, I've been looking at it for a while and always was afraid of Irish whiskey, but it's really delicious.
I'm really happy to hear that. We love to be an entryway into Irish whiskey. You know, in a lot of ways, with the ex-bourbon barrel aging, with the 45%, we are in between a traditional bourbon and an Irish whiskey. And then you add the non-chill filtration. Dude. It's almost as if we're shooting off into a new trajectory, being creamier than both and doing things that neither ever have done before.
Woody vanilla and peppered pear, as your sign says. I couldn't agree more. Rowan Company, got to check these guys out. Are you available nationwide yet or not?
Yeah, we're nationwide. Please follow me, Whiskey with Josh. Follow our distillery.
Whiskey with Josh. Rowan check Co. my Irish man whiskey. Out. There he is. I'm going to hit you up right there. You'll see me at Chef underscore Plum on there.
Amazing, amazing.
Josh,
I'm looking forward to
you, brother.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
So, woo! Whiskey with Josh.
Josh was the man, wasn't he?
Rosh.
Rosh? Yeah, I know.
Rosh-hara.
He was awesome, though, wasn't he?
He sounds great.
And he knew a lot of stuff, and Dan, you were a big fan of that one.
Yeah, I went out and bought a bottle. I liked it. It was really good.
Dan and I took just 2 minutes here, and we wrapped it up.
Well, Whiskey Union... Mohegan Sun, Dan, this is a fun event.
I'm good. Yeah, we're a bunch of whiskeys in, but I'm having a great time. I'm feeling good. We carb loaded. This has been fucking awesome.
There's a lot of stuff to taste here, right?
There's a lot of stuff to taste. I feel like I could have definitely had a day of it when I was like 19 years old.
Shit.
I'd have just been drinking like crazy.
Shit. I'll tell you what, I think that's why they make the event in the evening, which makes it kind of more fun, too. But a lot of people here, a lot of nice people. Everybody's been great. I'll tell you what's interesting, though, is when you go to talk to people and you find out they know nothing about their product. I get it, though. It's from a distributor.
I think it makes the people that you do talk to that like it that much more engaging to talk to, because there are
positive
a few
spin.
People that you talk to and their eyes light up and they're like, yeah, you know, I love
like that dude Josh.
The dude Josh was killing it.
And the dude Kevin.
Kevin was killing it. Yo, these guys that were like all about it. These other people that were kind of like, oh, I can't talk about it or I don't want to talk about it. And I understand that because you want to give it the respect it deserves.
Right.
And they didn't want to make it less than what it was. And
I do think next year we should definitely have a code word for something we don't like.
Yes.
And work it into the interview process.
Absolutely. That will be in the process.
I'm kicking myself for not thinking of that beforehand.
Yes, because there was a few where we're like, oh, thank you very much.
What's that?
Ain't throwing no names out there. You'll see. You'll tell. You'll know. I promise.
That's it. Well, for Chef Dan, I'm Chef Plum here live at Mohegan Sun Whiskey Union. Hope to see you guys next year. We'll throw it back to you boys in the studio. Chef Plum, Chef Dan, Chef Jeff. Take it away.
Thanks, Plum. Coming back here live in the studio. The boys had a great time.
Just thank yourself?
Yeah, why not? Is that bad? I thought it was a good idea.
Great job.
I mean, I threw it to myself. Well, I threw it to all of us, and none of you guys answered, so I did.
You intercepted it. Got it.
You know. Dan, fun event, though, wasn't it? I mean, literally. I mean, I'd go back to that event for sure, would you?
Hell yeah.
Sorry, everything was loud there. I apologize because I had to adjust all the volumes. Yeah, I'd go back. It was a great event. Jeffy, you missed out, buddy.
Yeah, it sounds like I really did. But I would have thrown up.
Yeah, they're small little tastes, dude.
I know. I would have had to spit a lot.
You can. It's perfectly acceptable.
No, not when you're with me. You don't spit. We're freaking gentlemen.
Well, no. You spit it back in your glass, and then you pour your glass out into the little bucket.
That's disgusting.
You do a DL.
The glasses are clear. You're not supposed to spit in them.
It's at the end of the night, then you drink the bucket.
Oh, fuck. That sounds terrible. No.
You get drunk. Things happen.
Dan, a couple of standouts for you. What'd you like there?
That Rowan Cole was really good. The Penelope Bourbon, that spot.
Yeah.
Definitely going to go check that out. And the Journeyman. I definitely want to try a few of theirs. They have a bunch. I was actually, while I was listening, looking up all these different distilleries and just seeing the other things that they had that we didn't even get to taste. It all sound like pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, so and excited. Conor McGregor stuff, the proper 21, is that right?
Proper 12.
Proper 12. That was a great one. I was surprised how much I liked that. I'm going to go find some of that myself. Jeffy, that's the fun thing about this. You find great new products, great new things, great new flavors you didn't know existed, and Dan and I definitely found a few of those. Big shout out to Lindsay and Mohegan Sun for having us there. A shout out to Rachel for putting the event together. We really appreciate you guys. And to Lauren for being there that night too. Shout out to her. Good show, boys. That was a lot of fun.
It was a good time. Can't wait
Jeffy
for the next
was
one.
Really sounds like it was a lot of fun. Here.
I really wish I was there.
Yeah. Jeff wants to go to the weed one when they do the weed
Yes.
They're gonna do it's only a matter of time.
Well, listen.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best.
Also, a big thank you again to Sam Adams, Boston Tap Room, and everybody that helped out there. Chef Michelle Regustis, Chef Nick Callius, Chef Adam Young, Chef Robert Siska, Chef Jeff Perazzi. Shout out to all you guys for that event.
Chef Plum.
Yeah, well, it was a fun event. And shout out to the boys for helping out. Chef Dan, Chef Dave, thanks for helping out. Can't wait to see what's next, fellas. We got some big shit planned.
Shout out Leah Speed. Shout out Tanya and her whole crew over there at the tap room.
No doubt. We appreciate all of them. Great to see Cinnamon, our Navy friend.
Hell yeah. Aaron, our boy.
Happy
to
see him
alive. And all the new friends we made. Yeah. We made a lot of new friends. Gordon's Food Service helped us out. Donated a bunch of food.
That's right.
Ideal Fish donated shrimp. Awesome, beautiful shrimp. There. Yeah. You just check them out on the IG.
No doubt. Party Rental, LTD, those
Party
guys.
Rental, LG, and somebody else. There was another big one. I'm slipping my mind right now.
I think you got them all. Oh, the Colonnade Hotel.
Oh, the Colonnade.
Yeah, the Colonnade Hotel.
Colonnade.
Hey, yes. Jump on that Instagram with us here in a few minutes. We'll be doing the dive bar with Chef Dan. Probably talking a little bourbon, I'm guessing, Dan, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to break out some good stuff. Talk about some bourbon, some scotch, whiskey.
Fired up.
That's right. For Chef Dan, for Chef Jeffy, I'm Chef Plum. Thanks for checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll see you guys next week. Join us in the dive bar here in just a few minutes. We'll see you guys soon. Appreciate you. And remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Check out the dive bar on IG. 5 minutes.
Tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
This is Jose Heineken.